Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Ryan Ulmer. You're listening to audio from the 31st Annual Farm Credit Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame. And now let's move on to our second inductee to the Class of 2020. With the introduction, here's Master of Ceremonies, Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg.
Our next honoree this evening has been instrumental in the support of the grain industry, farm advocacy, and developing rural infrastructure through the State Highway Commission. Please join me in congratulating Mr. Charles Hanavan, Jr.
My brother, Daryl Hanavan, and I'm Harry Hanavan. Dad's sons have asked us to make a few remarks. Commissioner Greenberg, state legislators, FAA members, and distinguished guests, I am pleased to be inducted into the Farm Credit Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame. It is a tremendous honor, and I am most thankful to the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union for nominating me as to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I wish to recognize and thank my wife, Patsy Hanavan, and my 12 children. We have been married for 71 years and together have raised wheat, irrigated corn, cow-calf operation, and 12 children. We never had a bad year. I want to recognize my children who are here tonight. If you would please stand, and grandchildren who are here. I'd like to thank some other persons who have been instrumental and influence in my life. First and foremost, John Stenzel, who is here tonight. Clara Price, Elton Miller, Maurice Parker, Art Isgar, Dewey Carnahan, Amar Lehman, Ernie Phillips, Charlie Brennan, and Wayne Barr, who have, just to name a few. Now, my brother Daryl will offer some additional comments.
Well, there was a quote in the video presentation from his valedictorian commencement address at Arapahoe, Colorado in 1944, in which he asks the question, is our ambition the unselfish one to be of service to our fellow man, no matter what we undertake, or is it the selfish one, for instance, to get rich, accumulate the dollars, no matter what the price? He wrote that when he was 18 years old. He answered the question in his lifetime. His ambition was the unselfish one, to be of service to his fellow man. My father's too humble to cite his service and his accomplishments, but I'd like to cite a few. And they're very numerous, so I'm not going to cite them all. But he started farming at age 22 and started to build our farm north of Cheyenne Wells, Colorado. He served as the leader of the Old Wells 4-H Club in the Cheyenne Wells area and received the Outstanding 4-H Alumni Award from CSU Cooperative Extension Service. In 1954, he helped organize the Cheyenne Wells Farmers Union Local 256 and served as its first president. He was elected and served three terms on the Cheyenne Wells School District Board. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy appointed him to serve on the Colorado ASCS Committee, which is now a Farm Service Agency Committee, serving until 1968. He was elected to the board as a vice president and president of Rocky Mountain Farmers Union and served as its president from 1969 to 1970. He served on the board of the Colorado Rural Rehabilitation Committee from 1970 to 2000 to help young farmers get started in farming. He was elected to the Colorado Federal Land Bank Association of Colorado Springs Board in 1971, serving two terms. He was recognized as a charter member of Colorado Plains, Inc., which is now Progressive 15, in 1983. He was instrumental in organizing the Cheyenne County Hospital, which is now Keefe Memorial Hospital, in 1987, when the St. Joseph Hospital of the Plains ceased operations. He then founded Prairie View Health Resources, Inc. to support and sustain the hospital and recruit physicians, and served as the president until recently. And I say recently, he's 93 now. And in 1991, he was granted honorary life membership and awarded meritorious service to Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. In 2000, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman honored Charles and Patsy Hanneman for their lifelong commitment to the legacy of American Family Farm. Charles and Patsy Hanneman recently transferred their ownership of the family farm to Hanneman Farms LLC, which is comprised of the 12 children, in order for the legacy of the family farm to continue for future generations. My father never sought any recognition for his unselfish service, so this is truly a great honor for my father and the entire family, which is currently 82 of us and counting, for him to be recognized for this lifetime of unselfish service by this induction into the Farm Credit Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Coming up in the final segment of This Week Inside the Barn, you'll hear the audio featuring Mr. Don Shawcroft, the final inductee to the class of 2020. Stay tuned.
Colorado pork producers are dedicated to producing safe food and employee practices that protect public health. We are people and families in your community, your neighbors that are dedicated to contributing a better quality of life in those communities. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org. After all, pigs are the inventors of bacon.